time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site. High school baseball, two state quarterfinals. Class 4 state quarterfinal from St. Louis, Missouri at MICDS. Glenn Berry has the recap as the Rebels try to punch their ticket to a Final Four.
We had Class 4 state quarterfinal action for you on Thursday as the Central Rebels took on the MICDS Rams from Bill DeWitt Field at Drew Bauer Ballpark in St. Louis. MICDS would put three on the board in the second, then hold on for a 4-2 win over the Central Rebels in front of a large, mostly Central crowd. Lucas Whitehead made the start for the Rebels. Henry Cortez, the hard-throwing righty for MICDS. We were scoreless through one inning, but in the bottom of the second, MICDS got a leadoff walk to Andrew Clifford, then a two-out single by Dunn and McGahee. A walk to Henry Clay, and center fielder Oscar Sorkin comes up with a big hit.
Sorkin sends this one to left field, back and deep, and it's going to go to the fence and hop off the base of the wall. The left fielder Dreyer couldn't come up with it. One run scores. Here comes another. Clearing the bases is Sorkin in the ninth spot with a first pitch drive to left field, and it's a three-run double. 3-0 MICDS.
Back come the Rebels in the top of the third. A walk to Lucas Whitehead. Another walk to Kaysen Murphy. With one out, Jackson Jones also reaches base via the walk. That brought Sammy Callaway to the plate, and Sammy delivers a two-out RBI single to left field. It's 3-2 after three. However, in the fourth inning, the Rams pick up an unearned run after a leadoff walk to Tyler Inyard, a one-out single by Henry Clay. That had runners at first and third. Clay breaks for second base in a stolen base attempt. Jackson Jones fires a perfect throw to second. However, the middle infielders couldn't knock it down. Ball goes into center field, allowing Inyard to score, and MICDS is up 4-2. The Rebels would threaten again in the fifth and sixth innings, but could not play to run. Reliever Tyler Inyard comes into the ball game, shuts down the Rebels, and MICDS moves on to the state Final Four with a 4-2 victory over Central. After the game, Central head coach Ronnie Calvert.
I'm really proud of the way we showed up today. We ran into a good arm and scored a couple runs off of him early. It was just in a tight game like that, it's who's going to get the big hit. And, you know, they had a big hit with runners with bases loaded early in the game, kind of put us in a hole. And, again, when you play from behind like that, it makes it tough to do some things that you want to do. But I still thought, the bottom of our order I thought was really good today and made the pitcher work. And we did get into their bullpen, and that was the plan. And when we got into their bullpen, credit to him, he came in and had a really nice changeup and got us out on our front foot a couple different times. But I still thought, even that last inning, three guys come up and three guys hit balls very hard. You know, hit them a little higher, could be home runs. And, it was a good game.
Central ends their season at 16-10, while MICDS improves to 18-6 and will head to the Class 4 Final Four. Winning pitcher was Henry Cortez. He went five innings, gave up three hits, two runs, both earned, walked six, and struck out four. Tyler Inyard pitched two innings of shutout baseball for the save. Lucas Whitehead took the loss. He pitched seven innings, gave up six hits, four runs, three are earned, walked three, and struck out three. Final line score, MICDS, four runs on six hits, no errors, and two men left on base. Central scored two runs on five hits, committed one error, and left eight on base. From the Bill DeWitt Field at Drew Bauer Ballpark in St. Louis, I'm Glenn Berry for KFMO and B104 Sports.
Glenn, thanks. In a Class 3 state quarterfinal, the West County Bulldogs defeated the East Prairie Eagles 6-5. Both teams scored three runs in the second inning, and in the third, West County would get a go-ahead run. It would be 4-3. They'd tack on two more in the fifth, making it 6-3, and East Prairie would score two in the sixth, but strand the bases loaded with the go-ahead run at second base. The Bulldogs would shut down the Eagles in the seventh and claim the victory 6-5, punching their ticket to the Final Four for the first time since 2017. They'll play Mid-Buchanan on Wednesday of next week. We'll have coverage for you on AM 1240 KFMO as the Bulldogs make an appearance in the Final Four. First pitch at 4, pregame at 3:30 on the Parkland Sports Leader. If they win, they'll play at 7 the following day in the championship. If they lose, they'll play at 4 the following day in the third place game. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were idle on Thursday and get set for a three-game series with the Chicago Cubs this weekend. It starts tonight. To get you set for it, here's Matt Pauley on the Cardinals Radio Network.
After an off day yesterday, the Cardinals are back at tonight as they welcome in the rival Chicago Cubs for the first series between the two teams this season. It appears to be a matchup of two teams heading in different directions. The Cardinals come into the weekend winners of 8 of their last 10, while the Cubs have lost 7 of their last 10. While the Brewers do remain in first place in the NL Central, the third-place Cardinals trail the second-place Cubs by just 3 games, going into the 3-game series. Miles Michaelis is scheduled to pitch the opener tonight. He comes in with a 3-5 record and a 5.77 ERA. Michaelis has a record of 5-4 with an ERA of 2.58 in 19 appearances over his career against the Cubs. Shota Imanaga will start for Chicago. He has been one of the best pitchers in baseball this season with a 5-0 record and a 0.84 ERA. First pitch from Busch Stadium is scheduled for 7:15, meaning coverage gets underway at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Matt, thanks. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC plays on Saturday. They'll host the Seattle Sounders at City Park in St. Louis. Head coach Bradley Carnell says a number of things need to happen for the team to be more efficient offensively.
It starts with, you know, supporting runs. It starts with movement off the ball. It starts with decision-making on the ball. So to try and find the moments that suit the right fit and what's needed in the right time. So I think there's a couple things that are staggered or stuttering in that department with guys, you know, trying to take on too much responsibility, too little responsibility, too many touches, too few touches. So yeah, we're just trying to find that balance right now.
City has scored 4 goals in their last 4 matches. They'll kick off tomorrow night at 7:30 in St. Louis. UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks play this weekend. On Saturday, they'll travel to Texas and get the Arlington Renegades in the penultimate game of the regular season. The Battlehawks have already clinched a playoff spot. And NASCAR, the Cup Series. It's the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway on Sunday. We'll have coverage on KFMO with the Performance Racing Network beginning at 4. Carson Hocevar on if he prepares any differently for the 600.
Yeah, this race has been on the schedule for how many years, right? You know, it's not just something like, oh, shoot, I got to prep for next week, right? You know, it's just, you know, everything. And, you know, it's going to be at night, so that's probably going to help. You know, like, it's going to end at the night, which will cool you down. And, you know, Charlotte's a difficult place, especially with the bumps and everything. But, no, I feel plenty comfortable that I'll just probably just hydrate and, you know, eat a little bit more dietary wise just to prep for that, but not workout wise, you know, physical stature wise.
The Cup Series on KFMO from Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600. It starts at 4. Green flag waves an hour later. And the NBA playoffs on Thursday, the Eastern Conference Final, Game 2. The Boston Celtics take a 2-0 series lead. They beat the Indiana Pacers 126-110 on the back of Jaylen Brown's 40 points.
Just being aggressive, wanting to get out in transition and run, but wanted to attack the smaller guards, put pressure on them, get to the basket, get to the free throw line.
Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final will be played on Saturday. Tonight on the NBA playoffs, Western Conference Final, Game 2. The Dallas Mavericks are at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Dallas leads the series 1-0. Stanley Cup playoffs Western Conference Final on Thursday. The Edmonton Oilers beat the Dallas Stars in the opening game 3-2 in double overtime. Connor McDavid with the game-winning goal.
Always nice to score an overtime goal. A big goal. Great play by Bush, as per usual.
The Western Conference Final has Game 2 on Saturday. Tonight, it's the Eastern Conference Final Game 2. Florida is at Boston, and the Panthers lead the series 1-0. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.